Well, folks, I remember interviewing the former Attorney General, Josh Hawley, back in 2018 about the offsets back in August of 2018 when he filed a lawsuit against the offsets, which is a business and a recreational lake down in the Fredericktown area. And I followed up on this story back in July of 2019 and spoke to now Attorney General Eric Schmidt. And at the time in July of 19, it was closed. It looks like it will remain closed because the Missouri Court of Appeals has affirmed the judge's decision down in southeast Missouri that stops them from operating until a number of safety concerns are addressed. I'm Brian Helsworth, Attorney General Schmidt, kind enough to give me a few minutes here to talk about it. Mr. Attorney General, we appreciate your time. Your thoughts on the Court of Appeals Eastern District decision?
Yeah, we're pleased with the decision. The Court of Appeals affirmed, the lower court decision. We went in and made the case that this had presented a dangerous condition, to the public. This was a situation that was a public nuisance where you had, multiple people have died over the years. 9 people have passed away, at the offsets here because of the conditions that, that were never remedied. And so we think it'll protect folks. And the timing is good as we enter the summer months. Who knows how, the coronavirus and stay-at-home orders ultimately play out, but we thought it was important to have that decision affirmed, and we were able to get that done last summer to protect people, and again, the Court of Appeals agreed.
General Schmidt, in terms of the decision itself, you have said this publicly. You've said the decision by the Missouri Court of Appeals will likely save lives. That's a direct quote. Elaborate on that.
Yeah, I mean, look, over the years, this has been a place where people have drowned, and not just a single tragic incident, but 9 separate times. And of course, our complaint all along on behalf of the public, as the Attorney General brought this on really behalf of the public as a public nuisance matter, that the conditions that could save lives were never taken. Those precautions, as set forth even by the lower court, as a way that they could remain open by having lifeguards, by having designated areas, by all these safety measures that would be common sense safety measures to protect lives. They weren't willing to comply with that. They challenged that lower court ruling, and ultimately the state prevailed on that. And I do believe that lives will be saved because people had drowned at this location, unfortunately, and a lot of it had to do with the fact that none of these safety precautions were ever implemented.
Is there anything you want to add about, it's pretty straightforward. I've seen the videos. I'm sure you've seen the videos of people jumping off 40-foot cliffs. There's no, no docks. You have no lifeguard down there. It's just amazing looking at some of that video. Anything, General Schmidt, you want to add about this? Or what happens next? I mean, could they appeal? Or is this decision over right now?
I think this is likely the end of it. Again, there is a possibility, I suppose, somewhere down the line that if all of these measures that were outlined by the lower court that would protect the public, if those were abided by, I suppose, they might be willing to go back into business, but we don't anticipate that. I mean, the fact of the matter is they've resisted that, and our intention all along was to protect the public. To make sure that the public, as they went to this popular spot, were protected, and that looks like that'll be the case, and we're pleased about that. I think again, it'll protect people's lives, it'll protect their safety. This watering hole, is an old flooded lead mine. There's very difficult ingress and egress for people to get in and out of the water. There are no lifeguards on duty. There's just no precautions taken to protect people's safety and their lives, and so. We moved swiftly in. Former Attorney General Josh Hawley initiated it. We argued it last year. We're successful, and that decision has been affirmed, and we're pleased by it.